robbers. Day or night, he'll be there anytime at all. Dr. Robert, Dr. Robert, you're a new and better man. He helps you to understand. He does everything he can. Dr. Robert, if you're down, he'll pick you up. Dr. Robert, take a drink from his special cup. Dr. Robert, Dr. Robert, he's a man you must believe. Helping anyone in need, no one can succeed like Dr. Robert. Well, 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 you're feeling fine. Well, 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 we'll make you Dr. Robert.
This evening's program is brought to you by the Sandusky Funds for Foster Parenting and more. I guess y'all heard, the Insurance Industry Wins Either Way Corporate Grifter Extortion Act made it through the supine court this morning. That's the bill that was compromised down to reflect the GOP's 20-year policy on health care reform that they voted against. The one their own presidential candidate, Wilford Romney, enacted as governor of Massachusetts, and recently hollered, "Vote for me! I'll repeal it! Vote for me!" I'm sure y'all remember this healthcare debate, where all the white, bloated, pasty, diabetic, geriatric Medicare bums fired up their state-sponsored hover-round scooters and wheezed their way over to the town hall to share their pleading emotional incoherence and spill their colostomy bags while handing out copies of Atlas Shrieked to astonished Mexican Americans throughout the former Confederate states. Now, I too am a white, bloated, pasty, diabetic slob, but I'm not 65 yet. I think they're trying to keep me out of their Medicare club by enhancing the likelihood of death by dying, and it might be working. The infotainment punditry had to get up early this morning to practice their expressions of shock and hand-waving gestures in the bathroom mirror before going on the air to gush, "Conservative justice upholds Obamacare in surprise swing vote." What was he thinking? I don't know. Maybe he was thinking, "We already won this one. I'm a conservative. This is a corporate bonanza. Why stir the bedpan?" Now, call me paranoid. It's a safe bet. But I suspect that the Supremes are going to release their greatest hit next week. It's going to be their best mix of funky hooks and gospel-grade gobbledygook with a Commerce Clause backbeat and a catchy free speech lyric that'll make every citizen unite. And by the time it hits the top of the charts, only corporations will be able to finance politics. Now, if you don't think they're ramping up for something big, then why do today's dissenting opinions read like Ronald Reagan hired Ayn Rand to translate Mein Kampf? If you listen carefully, you can already feel the rhythm and hear the Sanduskian slap, slap, slap echoing from the showers. Work will set you free, America. So get out there and get busy. Just don't get sick.
Well, 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 you're feeling fine. Well, 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 we'll make you Dr. Robert. My friend works for the National Health, Dr. Robert. Just to see yourself with Dr. Robert. Dr. Robert.